Now on All Our FM, a report from our community newsroom.
Think of Ealing and you think of Poles. Think of Polish shops, and the most famous one must be the Parade Delicatessen opposite Ealing Broadway railway station in West London. The shop has served customers as famous as General Anders and actress Rula Lenska. And even Aller FM placed an illuminated advert in the store window for a whole year in 2007. Not always the cheapest, it was definitely the best-stocked Polish deli for decades, when sourcing foods from the homeland was difficult during Poland's darkest years as a communist state. Now it has become a victim of change. Plans to introduce Crossrail, a new super-fast metropolitan underground link for London, modelled on the Paris RER, signal the end of a retailing era in October. Crossrail, which will pass beneath the shop, has resulted in a new landlord taking over at the central building's site. Parade Delicatessen will close for the last time on October 15th, after serving the public for an amazing 63 years from the same site. A coffee shop from a well-known American brand is mooted to be planned for this famous hallowed site on the corner facing Haven Green and close to Aller FM's first studios. The shop owner says he tried to protest the closure and appealed for a lease extension, but this was declined and the battle, he says, is lost. Aller FM reporter Alex Loveridge met one of the two directors of the store, Maciej Rolewski, during opening hours to share his insights into the iconic store.
It's a very sad day. Parade Delicatessen has been here since the 50s. What is the story? Tell me.
Actually, yes. You see, we have to come back to the 40s, where, you know, actually in Europe was the war, and a lot of Poles came to England. They have to find some jobs after the war, and one of them, Mr. Bielak, opened the shop. Shop has been opened in 1946 at High Street Kensington, very close to the tube station. And since that, the shop served, you know, the clients, mostly Polish clients. But, you know, that was on Kensington, and in beginning of 50s, the shop has been moved to Uxbridge Road, next to the police station. And since, as far as I know, 1953, is settled in that corner where we are at the moment. Okay. That since that time, for the more than 60 years, you know, the shop has been existing in that corner of Ealing.
Was it a family that started it up?
Actually, it does, because, you know, Mr. Bielak had a wife. Unfortunately, he died on the heart attack. That I never met him, but I met his wife, and she said the story about the shop and also the date where the shop has been established at Ealing, next to the tube station. Oh. But as far as I remember, you know, that shop has been served a lot of Polish resistance, which I say resistance, because they stayed in England, particularly political resistance. I'm the fifth owner. I'm for the last 20 years serving, you know, the people. That, you know, I can't say about the 50s, but as far as I know, General Anders was shopping here, and, you know, a lot of people from the Polish government sitting in London. After the years, obviously, you know, the generation has been passing by, that, you know, less and less people were, old people were coming, but still we got some clients which are in 90s and are coming for the shopping to the shop, and they were. They are actually immigrants from the uprising in Warsaw in 44, and, you know, some generation of Siberians which left the Siberia through the Iran and Persia, in that time Persia. Okay. And they find a way to England to settle here.
Do you remember any of the Polish pilots? Or?
Of course I do remember a couple of Polish pilots were shopping here as well, and, you know, there were some, I don't remember the names, unfortunately, because, you know, when you are serving the people, you never ask about the name, but you ask about the stories. That some of them were so kindly just to tell me the story about, you know, the war and what they were doing, and etc. Some of them was flying on the 303 squadron in England, and they were fighting the Germans, you know.
I know a very famous time, the Battle of Britain, the Poles were heavily involved as air force.
Actually, in that time, yes, because, you know, the English didn't have enough pilots to fight with the Germans, and the Poles were very hungry to fight with them because they lost a battle in 1939 in Poland, that, you know, they were being ready, and they had the skills as well, that, you know, as soon as they had the right to fight and flight, they were very conscious to be the best, and they were.
Now, I know the shop has been passed through many generations, but why, if I may ask, why after so many years now, is the shop facing closure?
Actually, you know, we got a different timing. You know, the business has changed at the moment, you know. The business is based only about money, and money. Nothing more. There is no regrets, no feeling, and no history. That, unfortunately, the building has been bought by a different company, and the new owner got a different viewing about the accommodation of the units. He wants to change a little bit, as far as I know, and my lease expired in the past, and I was fighting for extension, but unfortunately I couldn't have it, that I have to leave 15th of October after 63 years.
Was there any room for negotiation, another Parade Delicatesse?
Well, there was a room for negotiation. I can't say that they were just hard, but, you know, the point was that they didn't accept the extension. That was the one point which they didn't accept. Negotiation went through, but without the final solution. No, there is not going to be another place for Parade Delicatessen, because, you know, historically, the Parade Delicatessen belonged to that corner at the Ealing. In that place, I would like to say thanks very much for the Ealing and the people and my clients. They were very, very nice. For the last 20 years of my service, I met a lot of very nice, charming people, and all kind of nationality as well.
Any particular customer that stood out for you? Or?
Actually, there were some, you know, customers who were shocked when they find that we are closing down. They said they are going to fight for the shop. They said that they are going to inform the press, and, you know, the council, but as far as I'm concerned, the council does know about, you know, closure of the shop.
What has been the response from Poles so far that know that it's closing? What has been their sort of response?
These people who are shopping for the last decade are in a shock, obviously. It's not a lot of them, but there are still, they do remember beginning, they will remember now the end of that shop, because for me that shop belonged to the history. It's just a small piece of Poles, you know, exist in England. At the moment I got a very mixed feelings, because, you know, I was fighting for the extension for the last almost 2 years, and unfortunately I lost a lot of nerves, a lot of timing, etc. At the moment, you know, I'm completely tired. Probably after I close the door, because, you know, I for sure I don't realize in full, you know, the situation that I'm going to close that shop. I got another 3 weeks, and after that nothing. I'm in the position that, you know, the final decision has been made, and, you know, enough is enough. What I'm saying, that, you know, I don't have the strength to fight. Maybe if I will be the generation of the Poles from the Second War, where they were fighting Germans all around the Europe, that maybe I will fight. But unfortunately, I'm a younger man, maybe with not enough power in my body.
What does the future hold now? What will you do after?
Definitely, I will rest, and after that I have to find another kind of jobs or business to open, or you know, to do something. I have to do something to keep, you know, going.
Would you have liked maybe a petition?
Actually, even if there will be a petition, that, like I said to you, Alex, these days are, you know, a different people are creating the business, and, you know, the money are the you know, very powerful motive to go with the business. That's what I can say. That I don't know if the petition will help.
Okay, Maciek, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and all the best to all the listeners.
I'm George Matlock in the studio. That was Alex Loveridge reporting for Aller FM from the Parade Delicatessen in Ealing Broadway, London.